You are listening to The Weekend Chapter on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
So as promised, we go straight into our Success 101 right here on The Weekend Chapter on a Sunday. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. My name is Marvin Makichi, and as usual, I've got a guest in the house. Of course, he's no longer a guest. He's our resident success coach. That is the man, Ernest Mvunzi. All right, so allow me to say hi to the chief man. How are you doing?
Hi, chief. How are you? How are the listeners and you guys? You've been amazing. You've been amazing, and we wish, trust me, it's our wish, if we could meet you guys face to face, see you guys and just hang out, just because you have made this program a success.
Indeed, man. Imagine Success 101 not being successful.
that's a good one.
Yeah. And unsuccessful 101.
Yeah. Failure 101.
Well, tonight, man, Chief, I hope you got yet another intriguing topic. What do you have for us?
So today I'm talking about something that I speak of dearly, something that has defined me for the longest time, something that that speaks of the person that I am and the person that I would also want to see people become. For the longest time, we've talked about people chasing goals. And I believe, and you and I also believe, that these goals ultimately turn into businesses. We should monetize our ideas. We should monetize our gifts and our talents. God just didn't give us those talents randomly. He gave us those things so that we could make a living out of it. So when you have an idea and when you turn it into a business, how do you grow it? So that's what we're going to be talking about today, building a brand.
All right. So building a brand. All right, you know, this is a word that is becoming a little common these days, especially if you visit the social media. Anyone who's popular talks about whatever you want me to do does not go along with my brand. I think I've seen that statement, being thrown around a lot by celebrities, especially, or even influencers. Yeah. So the question, maybe to you, Chief, is maybe if you can first start by defining. What a brand is. Is it a person? Is it a company? Is it, I don't know, what is it really? And then you can take it from there, if I can put it that way. Because sometimes I think it gets confusing. People might not really know some of these things.
All right. So there are a lot of definitions that come to mind. If you Google brand, what is the brand? You're definitely going to stumble upon many definitions. But I think let's trim line the definition to this. A brand is an identifiable persona. I think let's use those two distinctive words. It's an identifiable persona. So when someone is saying this does not tally with my brand, they are saying maybe if you had come to me directly as a person, this could work. But the thing that I've built does not identify with this, right? You are for you it's gonna be difficult, but you are a radio personality, the best that I've come across so far, right? If someone comes to you and said, oh, "Man, like I would want you to come and present my launch in a beer space, beer garden," how are you going to respond?
Well, I'm sure that will be a tricky one, a very, very tricky one, so to say. Of course, being the person who's working for a religious organization, I don't think it would sit well. Let me say, not just any religious organization for that matter. You know, this is an Adventist organization, okay? And me being an Adventist, it won't come out well.
Okay, so you've answered that correctly. So you as a person, this person who's launching, let's say, this alcohol brand, might be your friend, a very close friend of yours. If this was in the Marvin Makichi persona, you could do it. Mm-hmm. But the brand that you've built as a SID Media Radio Personality, you, when people hear you, your voice right now, you are not only speaking in your stead, you're speaking for the station, you're speaking for the denomination, the Adventist denomination. Mm-hmm. So this identifiable persona is what is called a brand.
Mm.
Right, okay, let's play a game, a quick one. What comes to mind when you think, what brand comes to mind when you think of a soft drink?
Of course, you think of Coca-Cola.
Coca-Cola, that's one. What brand comes to mind when you think of toothpaste?
Coke.
Okay. What brand comes to mind when you think of washing powder?
Surf.
Right? These people have done the most in creating an identifiable persona when it comes to their products. How? They've invested in making their products excellent, that each and every product that has followed suit or followed that same path can be called by their names.
Mm.
So they created something that's identifiable. When you think of excellence and a good product and an outstanding product or what other words can I use? A groundbreaking product, you think of their name.
Mm-hmm.
So that does not reflect the company CEO. No, that does not represent the company salesperson. No, this has everything to do with the product.
Mm.
So building an identifiable persona is branding, in short.
Mm. Okay, building an identifiable persona. All right, now that sounds nice. Some nice words, it's cozy words, so to say. All right, so tell us more about brand. Now that we know what it is, I think it's now easier for us to, you know, to follow through, so to say.
All right, I think, you know, what I like about our conversations is sometimes it's more like you peep in my nose even before I write them. Uh-huh. No, but it makes sense just because what you asked is pretty much the first step what I was going to take.
Mm-hmm.
How do you build a brand?
Mm-hmm.
You build a brand by defining your brand. Mm-hmm. Define how you want people to relate to you. Define how you want people to see you. If it's a product, how do you want people to react, number one, and to relate? Those are two different things.
Mm.
How do you want people to react to your product or relate to your product?
Mm.
So you can... Okay, it's up to you. How people see your brand and how people see you, this has everything to do with you.
Mm.
So if people see your brand in a wrong way, you have it in your power to rewrite that story. So that's point number one. Point number two, when you're building a brand, think of it as a person.
Mm.
Right? Okay, I see you have something. You have something there.
No. I didn't really think it would go that way. But yeah. Now that you said it, it's like, okay, here it is. I'm standing right here. I'm already a brand, whether I know it or not, or I don't.
Yes.
Okay. So, yeah, that only just triggers something in me.
Allow your brand to have a life of its own.
Mm.
Don't make your brand depend on you.
Okay.
Just because, okay, in business, company registration, there's what they call limited liability, right?
Mm.
Then there's what they call sole proprietorship. If my business is a sole proprietorship, when I die, my business is going down with me. If I owe someone a certain amount of money, my business owes that person. If they come and take an asset, okay, in my workspace, I do branding, I do photography. If I owe someone and I'm leading a sole proprietorship, if they come and take my camera, it's according to the law, they are allowed to do that.
Mm.
Just because me and my brand are tied to each other.
Okay.
We're inseparable.
Mm.
But there is now a private limited company that separates me and my company.
Mm.
If I owe you in my personal stead as Ernest, right, you have no right to touch something or you have an attachment to the properties of my company.
Mm.
So that's what we're talking about. Allow your brand to be a person, in quotes. Allow your brand to have a life of its own. Allow your brand to flourish, right? Just because also, we are humans.
Mm.
We err.
Mm.
We fall. We have wronged some people in the past. When someone looks at you, they should not see how bad you have dealt with them in the past as how your business can deal bad with them.
Mm.
Separate those two things.
Okay. So from what you're saying right here, Chief, is that, okay, separate you as an individual from the business. So the question that popped in my mind as you're speaking is this. There are certain businesses that are named after the owner. If it's Marvin Makichi and Sons, Marvin Makichi Transport. Okay, something like that.
Yeah.
Is that not something conflicting, let's say, with what you're saying right now? That sometimes it's good to remove Marvin, the person, from the business. So if my name is on the business now, does that not affect the business somewhere, somehow? Because it's an African thing. Yeah. Marvin Makichi and Sons. Marvin Makichi General Dealers. I love that one. You're a general dealer, yeah. Dude. What are you dealing with exactly? I think you have to touch on that one on branding. Is that even a good way of branding? General dealer. General. All right. You know, the way general just gets me. Anyway, that's what I'm trying to say, Chief. I guess you got my point right there. Is it okay to name my business after myself, after having said what you said?
All right. So, that's a very good question. I like your question. All of your questions are good questions. It's in your best interest to separate yourself and your business. Nomenclature-wise, I feel like we lag behind. Nomenclature-wise, in other things, sometimes we're good. But, you know, it's in your best interest and in the best interest of your business to usually separate your name and your business name. But should you go the route of naming your business as your parents named you, make sure your business ethics are on point. Just because if you go down, your business is going down with you. Just because it's easy for me to attach your name to attach the business name to how bad you've done. Yeah. We've heard of people who've done like scandalous things out there, and they drag their businesses down with them. Yeah. But then, on the other hand, there are people right now we know that have been doing scandal after scandal, but all the things that have been tarnished are their names, but not their businesses. Like, their businesses are untouchable. So I'm saying, there's no law. This is not written in stone. But I'm saying it's in your best interest to separate these two things. And also, someone can be saying, all right, also it being a person can go beyond the name. Don't let your character, your attitude, your persona be the business persona, unless if it's good.
All right. So don't let your persona be the business persona.
unless if it's good.
Okay. Because I guess we've got a lot of work to do, I guess, as African businessmen, African entrepreneurs, and things like that. Thanks for the education, Chief. Thanks for the education. Please continue.
Then on general dealers, according to the law, when you register your company, I think as a general dealer, what it's pretty much saying, it's more like the incorporated of the nowadays. Like my company is registered as Lesedi Incorporated, which means like we can do a lot of things. But I think in general dealer, what you should have at the back of your mind is aim to build a long-term relationship with your clients. Don't be in the space where today, right, you're selling, what can I say, you're selling, okay, let's use what we're looking at right now. You're selling microphones today, the next morning you're selling sofas, the following morning you're selling lights. All right, it's hard to maintain a business relationship when you're flip-flopping in business as a general dealer, right? I think you have a greater chance of standing out as a business person when you are sticking to one, not only one business idea, but to one route. So if it's electronics, you are moving in that zone. At least the next moment you're not dealing in paper. The next moment you're not in construction, you're confusing your clients. So longer brands. Why Coca-Cola has stood for the longest time is because of, okay, Okay, let's play another game. What, name any three distinctive things that you'd say, you say, if you say this, this is a Coca-Cola. Three. A can. The bottle. There's two. I think I would also add on to that. I would say that the bottle has been the same for the longest time. Mm-hmm. The color.
Yeah.
It's dark. Mm-hmm. You can't miss that for anything. Mm-hmm. The branding. Mm-hmm. That red color.
Yeah, especially the color. Yeah.
The red color. Mm-hmm. It's all over. Mm-hmm. You can see it. If you see that from afar, you know it's Coke. Mm-hmm. Right. So, consciously, what they did with that brand, the whole Coca-Cola brand, is we want to have a relationship with you. So we're not going to be changing every day, lest we confuse you. Mm. Right? Mm. So, the moment you flip-flop in business, it affects your brand, just because you're losing on that customer relationship that you're supposed to be building. So, at the back of branding, what consistency is saying is, don't be changing unless it's for a better reason. Unless it's for a better day. Don't just rebrand. Don't just wake up every day and say, nah, I think I'm good. I think let's change the Coca-Cola color to purple. Like, you lose out on clients. I've seen brands who did that. And also, maybe keynote, when you see that change should happen, it should change in time. But all business and branding moves should be calculated.
Oh, so you just don't wake up and there you are, you've started the whole thing. And I think also one thing that happens when people rebrand or they change something as far as their brand is concerned, I've seen that they notify people.
Definitely.
Beforehand. I think they put in money to make sure that that brand, that change, I mean, is notified. Mm-hmm. And people know that, you know what, we have changed, we're now this, we're now that. It takes a lot of investment. I remember someone saying it's very, very, very expensive for you to even change your logo slightly.
Yes.
Because I don't know. I'm not in the whole business thing, but I've seen that. I think it does affect a lot of things. And hopefully, you as an individual, you realize that there's so much that you need to put in order to start marketing again. Is the moment you change. So it's good to be consistent, I guess, if you are in business or if you want to maintain your brand in our particular topic right here.
Definitely. I think maybe also to add on that, branding is costly, so you should treat it like, I think that should reflect how important it is.
Mm.
Right? Jesus, when you rebrand, you're changing everything. Right? So as a person, as a brand, like, Jesus, you can be a brand like yourself, like you're a DJ, that's the brand, right? Invest fully in you. If you have a product, invest fully in the product. Don't be doing things half-bagged. Jesus, when you do things half-bagged, pretty much very soon you need a rebrand. Yeah. Jesus, you're not doing things fully. But when you invest in proper time, in proper management, trust me, that brand can go for years. We've seen that Coca-Cola calligraphy, that word mark, that logo, for years it hasn't changed and it still speaks of the same message, which brings us to the next point, which says, speak with a consistent tone of voice. Let your brand speak, but what it speaks, let it be something that is consistent. If your brand says, I am excellent, that should be the messaging. It should be consistently excellent in everything that it does. In your case, hey, so today you are my example. If being Malvin Makichi, the radio personality, says, I am a fluent, well-spoken, well-read DJ, you should maintain that. There should never be a day that we would be like, nah, did he read? Like, is that factual? Mm. Is he slurring his words? Is he like, hey, is this guy drunk on a on an Adventist station? Yeah. Like, you should be consistent with the tone of voice.
Mm.
So this can be a verbal voice or this can be a brand voice.
Mm. Mm. Okay. So I guess everything you do speaks. And of course, being a Christian, I think we always say that we are letters that are being read out there. I guess this is pretty much about branding, isn't it? Whereby each and everything that you're doing speaks to people in a certain way. Wow, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. But, you know, time always seems to run away from us every other time when we are really, really at the peak right here, Chief. So, Chief, we apparently we've come to the close of this particular segment. But, of course, I'm sure next week we are still going to be touching on branding, aren't we?
Definitely. We should.
All right.
We should have a branding part two.
All right, branding part two coming your way right here on Success 101 on Adventist World Radio, powered by the SID Media. So let me take this opportunity to thank the man Ernest Mvunzi, aka the Chief, for coming through to give us you know, some more success nuggets. So Chief, man, thank you so much for coming through.
Thanks SID Media, thanks DJ, thanks Mr. Marvin Makichi. You've been the best, and this journey has been amazing, and let's see what it has in store for us.
Let's see what it has in store for us. Indeed, it has been a success, a 101. So stay with us right here on Adventist World Radio, the Weekend Chapter on a Saturday.
You are listening to the Weekend Chapter on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.